Brian Fantas, you say you're the guy admitting festivities, the original Australia Bank rugby camp here at the UNA in Armidale, but the Coonee Valley and Cockatoos will be looking to get their season started. Tell us when that's going to start and also where the trainings are going to be and then you can come on down to be part of it.
Yeah, the seniors, we've got a new coach in Stuart Thomas from Mudgee. He's come on board, so we're looking at good things in Central West this year in the second division comp there. Juniors, we're starting every Wednesday with a game of touch football, and we've already started that. We're going to build that up at number 3 Oval at Coonee Barrow Ground.
Fantastic. It's good to see Stewie's back, not only from a rugby point of view, but being a policeman. So you can tell us a little bit about what's happening with police rugby, because I was looking for the boys who played not only the country champs, but that annual city country sort of game that's played. And also you've got that September 11 game as well, which, funnily enough, is supported by the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, which is just mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah. Police football is going head and bounds going forward. We've got the country championships out at Tamworth this year, which is fantastic for the Tamworth community, where all the various rugby clubs come on board.
Yeah, and also, of course, we've got the magnificence that is the juniors. How many juniors were there last year? And it'd be nice to see a player, but who gets to share the spoils in regards to the development officer stuff? Walshy and Gus sort of share it around, or you sort of get one designated for yourself?
No, we're very lucky in Coonee Barrow Ground. We get both Central West and Central North. Gus and Walshy put so much effort into our area, where we've had a Mahalia Murphy Cup. We'll have that again this year, which is the high school sevens. And we also have a Terminology Cup for the primary schools, where we get about 150, 200 kids to turn up for that.
Fantastic thing. During last year as well, we had Glenn Eyre and also Willow come up from the Lloyd McDermott Foundation. You know, in a place like at Glargabane, it's just fantastic for kids to get the opportunity from not only Galar, but also, of course, Gil and yourselves at Coonee Barrow Ground, to get some sort of coaching sort of exposure, but also opportunity for some of those kids to move through and get scholarships. You know, a couple of the young whippersnippers there are going to get a chance to go to Newington, which is great to see.
Glargabane's got two kids heading off to scholarships at Newington. The Lloyd McDermott program is fantastic for Western New South Wales. They really put an effort in at the moment. Two Ella brothers come out. We've had a Wallaroo and an Australian Sevens player come out to Coonee Barrow Ground, and they're looking at doing a lot of work in our local communities here, or this year. Development teams working with Coonee Barrow Ground women and girls. We had three girls in the Lloydies this year, and we really want to push that again in the next couple of years, so it's looking good.
So we just need people to get out there and support Chewy Thomas, of course, at number 3 Oval on Tuesdays and Thursday nights there from about 6 o'clock, 6:30, and see if the cookers can roll all that Dubbo-enriched Geary Goatside that won the competition last year.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone's interested in playing for the cookers, we're still looking for players. Stewie Thomas has had a wealth of experience as coaching. He's been coaching for over 15 years, so it's going to be a fantastic year, and we're really looking forward to it with the seniors.
Fantastic stuff as per usual, Dave. We wish you all the best moving forward, and again, get down there and be part of the full body experiences at Coonee Barrow and Kookaburras through the juniors, of course, on Wednesdays, Fridays as we get into the season with Central North Rugby in the Saturday mornings, but also, of course, for the cookers and seniors there with Stewie Thomas on Tuesdays and Thursday nights here from about 6 or 6:30.